is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me, of course, is Art.
Yo.
And Mike.
Hi.
And we got a few special guests today. Not just one, not just two, but five? Coming up after this first portion of the show, we'll be playing Art's interviews from NBA All-Star Weekend with the likes of who, Art?
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Kyrie Irving.
Wow. Who's Kyrie Irving?
He actually won the MVP of the All-Star game. He plays for the Cavaliers. Yeah.
Never heard of him.
All right.
And before we introduce him.
So good for that. All right. Great introduction. Here we go.
Kyrie? I thought, wasn't he the guy who sung the Locomotion, that cover, back in like the early 90s?
He does that too.
Yeah.
He's on an Australian soap opera?
Yes.
All right.
That's Belgium.
Sure. Before we introduce our guests for the bigger section of the show, a couple quick plugs. Cask Fest, Blue Point, Patchogue, Long Island, April 5th, Saturday. We're going to be there, right, boys?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
we're officially invited, so we can announce that now. They're having us back. Which is always nice. So get your tickets now. They're on sale now. Go to bluepointbrewing.com. And a quick plug for our other friend Matt Titmus from Outerlands Brewing Company. He's got his crowdbrew.com. It's like a Kickstarter for breweries. So go there, type in Outerlands Brewing Company. He's trying to raise a bunch of money to start his brewery as well. He makes some good beer. Nice guy. So help him out as well. So let's get to the show. What are you guys drinking real quick?
Optical Illusion.
I got another Toxic Sludge from Blue Point.
Blueberry Ale.
Nice. And we'll find out what our guests are drinking right now. We're doing tonight new two. Each of us are going to bring two things that we think the other should check out that they probably don't know of. And we brought on a couple dear, dear friends of ours to the show from the legendary, the one, the only Straight No Chaser. We have Mr. Seggy and Mr. Waltz. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
How are you? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, no man. Nice to have you fellas back. And we picked a nice... fun-filled topic, so you guys can be on as yourselves. No fear of, you know, offending any of your Chaser fans.
Makes sense, because why wouldn't we come on as ourselves?
Right.
Yeah, who does that? That's weird.
Silly.
So weird.
I am playing the role of Mr. Bevington.
I will be playing Johnny Biscuit Cups. So what's going on with you guys? You guys are on a little break right now, right?
Just chilling right now. We were going and going and going last year with touring and recording. Dropped a new album last year called Under the Influence with a bunch of guest artists. And we did a holiday album version of that as well. So we were just going crazy with touring and stuff. So they gave us for good behavior the beginning of the year off, which is cool.
Good behavior, thanks.
Being in Straight No Chaser was like being in prison, I take it.
Hey, you said it, man.
We have one black guy. It's very similar.
So wow. Much for a non-offensive show.
Yeah, well, I like it.
It was just a fact. It wasn't offensive.
So you guys do a podcast, right? Walt, you kind of host it. Say he appears on it regularly. Plug that thing, too.
Yeah, it's called The Chase Podcast. It started a little less than a year ago. Music, sports, and stuff. And we're trying to talk more about music, but it ends up just being Seggy and I talking about our sports interests, mostly how poor our teams are, mine being the New York Mets and Seggy being all of the Detroit team. Well, the Tigers are good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't they like almost make it to the World Series or something last year?
Red Sox!
Almost, man. Almost.
Yeah, they almost got tickets. It was really hard to get tickets. Yeah, it was sold out really quick. So
that's rough.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's on iTunes and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, iTunes, or you can go to thechasepodcast.com.
Nice. And you guys are coming to Jersey sometime soon, right? When's that date? Or in the near future?
We've got a few dates in Jersey coming up in May. I don't know off the top of my head. I probably should have had that ready, but just check out sncmusic.com. All the touring information is there, but we'll be all up and down the East Coast a lot this year. So
hopefully near another parking lot, Mike could pass out in.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be good. There's been a couple. So
a lot of good parking lots in New Jersey.
Oh yeah,
for Mike to fall asleep in.
They're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to this new two. So this was Mike's idea. He wanted to do like five things we think everyone should check out. But since we have five guests, we dropped it down to two, and hopefully we all haven't already experienced the other things. Could be anything from food to a movie to an album to an artist to some new style of push-ups that taught in like the jiu-jitsu world, anything, literally at all. Of course, we need to do it within a week, so we're going to record this first part this week. We're all going to take the week and go do the things and take in all the things the rest of us recommended. And for you folks down with the monster folder, we're going to try and get a lot of it there as well for you to experience. If you want in on that, mastersofnoneshow@gmail.com. And you guys can check it out as well. And then we'll take your comments and stuff next week on Facebook and everything and use them on the show as well. So who would like to go first? Let's have our guests go first. Let's start with Walt. What's your first thing, man?
Okay, so this is – we're just listing two things.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go around and do one, and then we'll go around and do the second one.
All right. Now, what if I mention something and everybody has done it or somebody has done it before?
It's okay.
You got a backup.
We're in the trust tree.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, going with the music, sports, and stuff theme – the first thing will be the stuff.
Come on and stuff.
All right.
Yes. Sweet.
Yeah. All right. So my favorite movie, it's not even close, is the movie The Big Lebowski. How many of you guys have seen it?
Oh yeah, right here.
All of us.
High five. All right. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So let's cross that off the list. Okay. I had an activity in mind. Tell me if this is too advanced, but you guys know what CrossFit is. Have you ever taken a CrossFit workout?
No, I've seen it. I've seen.
I know of it.
Yeah, I know of it.
I have, okay.
But won't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like. Is there a CrossFit gym or something that you can go to in your local neighborhood?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh boy.
All right.
Can so I get a DVD off of this CrossFit?
Is there like an online YouTube version we can do at home?
There might be. Their website lists a daily CrossFit workout that you can
I've
do.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's also CrossFit gyms, and I think it'd be kind of, you know, you go to these CrossFit gyms and you just go in and there's you know, guys and girls who are totally more jacked than you could possibly imagine, and they're doing like stupid stuff like climbing ropes up to the ceiling, and then they come down and then they like drop kick a tiger, and that's like the workout for the day. Yeah, a donkey, whatever, you know, it matters what part of the country you're in. If you got a bunch of donkeys, I guess, man, that would be my thing. Do a CrossFit workout.
Do you do these often?
I used to. I haven't done one in a couple of years, but
okay. Did you hurt something? Is that why you stopped?
No, I started doing a different regimen, but I think it's one of those things that just totally shocks your system. And I was going to say that you take like a boxing class or something like that, but I'm looking for some kind of intense workout. So,
let's not be a good hashtag. That'd be a good tag we could put on the episode to get more listeners.
Yeah.
Hashtag CrossFit.
CrossFit. Okay.
Right, I'm going to look where you do a YouTube one. I will do that this week. I know I'm going to hate it from the get-go because I hate people who do it and won't shut up about it, but I will give it a try.
Nice.
I'm going to try to do it while I'm away. That'll be good. And do it in like the hotel room or something.
I'm going to go ahead and say there's a 0% chance any of you guys do this. So,
oh, I will totally do it. This is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about.
Do you need any kind of like crazy equipment?
Sometimes you do, but you'll find if you go in there, it will say on one particular day that you just need to have like, you know, if it's not a gym membership, you can just do certain type of, you know, you jump up on top of something like box jumps type of thing, or you run a particular thing and then you do push-ups or pull-ups. So yeah, you'll see. It's definitely possible to do it without any kind of equipment.
Okay. Do you have to do it with other dudes and have them spot you?
we're still talking about CrossFit, right?
I hope so.
We're talking about that donkey.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I
you
mean,
can do
I'm
it by
telling
yourself.
You some, some of these workouts are pretty straightforward. Just a matter, you know, matter of what comes up on the website for that particular day.
All right, cool. Jay, if you find one on YouTube and you think it's good, send it out.
How many dudes do you need to help you do a push-up, man?
12.
There's a joke there somewhere. I'm just not clever enough to think of it.
All right.
Depends on if there's a finish.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one. All right, so I've got two other ones here. I'm going to say the first one, and if you think it's corny, then I'll say the other one. You have to listen to an episode of the Chase podcast.
Oh, that's
that
a good
I can
one.
Do, for
that,
sure.
That I can definitely
yeah,
do.
I'll definitely do that one.
Well, there we go.
Fitting.
Is nice. There? Can you recommend a good, particularly good episode?
Yes.
All of them.
Find one that Seggy's.
With Seggy's on.
Yeah, the one that Seggy's on. We did a bunch of NFL. We did one right before the Super Bowl. That was very little football, a lot more just banter. Oh, you know what another good one is? If you guys are into movies, Seggy and I did an Oscar preview that was pretty funny, where Seggy called Bono a blowhard. I thought it was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard on anything. So those would be two I'd recommend. Or if you're into music, I did one recently with a guy from an a cappella group called Take Six. He's like the fucking man. Can I swear? I'm sorry. Can
yeah,
you just beep
fine.
That out or whatever?
No, that's all fine.
Right, anyway, so, yeah, there you go.
All right. And done on that one. That's easy. All right. Mike, what are your two picks?
You want me to give you both or just one?
Well, since Walt did both, why don't we just all do both of ours in a row?
All right. I'll give you one is a documentary. And if we've seen it, I've got something else you can go to. Documentary that's actually out now on Amazon Prime streaming, if you have that, which you should, because why not? It's called How to Make Money Selling Drugs, and it was produced by
Aaron Hernandez.
Adrian Grenier, I think is how you pronounce his last name.
Entourage guy.
Yeah, Entourage guy. And
Jimmy Chase, whatever the hell.
Yeah,
name.
And it has in it people such as Woody Harrelson, Eminem, 50 Cent, Russell Simmons, Susan Sarandon, a bunch
Which
of
Eminem,
people.
Is it that horny green one who fucks real women?
No, absolutely
or is
not.
Or the fat red one who gets stuck in the back of mobster vehicles?
Have you ever seen that 2,000 word essay on how creepy that commercial is?
Yes,
it's fucking hilarious. I love it.
It's funny.
So it's a pretty interesting documentary, well done, and
yeah, he like spent like the last like 10 years making this, right? Something ridiculous, and like all of his money, I heard.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very cool how they got the access they did to all these different things, including some of the cartel stuff, which is just fucking crazy, which those guys don't fuck around. So, yeah, that's David Simon, too, from The Wire. He's part of this. He was in this as well.
Is Omar in it?
Scenes from The Wire are with Omar in it, yes.
Oh, nice.
Spoiler alert.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool documentary. Just watched it the other day.
There's a guy named Omar who hangs around our beer store, who is the exact opposite of Omar, except he's just as feared because he just doesn't do anything. He just comes and hangs around.
Really? So, when he comes in, do you say, Omar is coming, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's worse. I'd rather have the real Omar come, because at least it would be over faster.
Yeah. Nice.
This guy just sucks the life out of everybody.
Nice. Now, has anybody seen that documentary? Because I have something else we could go to.
I've never heard of it.
No.
Okay.
No.
So definitely check that out. That's a very cool documentary. And if you don't have Amazon Prime...
Check the monster folder.
It might be in there. Yes. Another thing you can do is, and this I just found yesterday. I didn't realize that Vice, you know, the news program Vice,
the travel guide show.
It's not really a travel guide, no.
Okay.
They're
oh, that was a movie. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It was a series.
Their YouTube channel is fucking incredible. If you ever watch the show on HBO, Vice. The first season was just great, and they do these like small vignettes of different news stories, things that are relevant in the world today. And their YouTube channel is just amazing. They have full length, like 30-minute documentaries, kind of things like Life as a Truck Stop Stripper.
Nice.
Pussy Riot Goes Back to Jail, which I don't know if you guys saw that Pussy Riot documentary. That was fucking amazing too. Stuff about Ukraine. It's just really cool stuff about things things that are, you know, rarely touched on in actual news. So I've been getting into that.
Dennis Rodman was like smoking weed with Fidel Castro.
No, it was the one where they went with that. It was the news crew that went with Dennis Rodman to North Korea the first time.
Nice.
And they filmed the whole thing, and that episode is the last one of the first season, and it is one of the fucking creepiest things you'll ever see. I saw that. Oh my god, so fucking crazy. Yeah. So definitely check out Vice and their YouTube channel, which I haven't really even scratched the surface on this one, but it looks amazing. So
give us one like particularly good clip from the YouTube channel to watch.
You can get that documentary on iTunes as well, by the way.
Oh, you can? Cool. Yeah. Nice.
And the Vice TV series is on HBO Go.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'll say right now, Life is a Truck Stop Stripper. It's about two girls who just decided to do these expose on these strip clubs that are these really seedy strip clubs that are like around a lot of truck stops. And they decided to go all fucking in and actually become a couple of strippers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Life of a Lot Lizard. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? You guys with the tour bus?
Oh, yeah,
dude. Every truck stop, dude. Every refuel means something else.
Do you guys have the No Lot Lizard sticker on your tour bus? You guys know that one? You ever see that on the other trucks?
No.
It's like the lizard with the Ghostbusters thing. It says No Lot Lizards. That means, sorry, truck stop, parking lot, prostitutes, not interested.
No, that's why we don't have it on our bus.
I'll have to look out for that.
I set them up. You knock them down, Walt. That's what I like.
That's mine for now. You can come back for my other one.
All right, cool. Let's go to... Oh, so which you just gave me two, Mike.
Yeah, I gave, just in case you didn't see the one, I still have another one, though.
Well, do you want to throw it out there now? You only get to pick two.
Okay, I'll give you another one. I have a bunch, actually. But the one... I'll give you a band. I'll give you a band to check out.
So which of these other two visual ones do you want us to watch? Vice, YouTube, Truck Stop Trippers, or the... How to Make Money Selling Drugs.
How to Make Money Selling Drugs is good. Watch that.
Okay.
Watch that.
What's your band?
A band that caught fire recently with their YouTube channel. They do this thing where in between gigs, as they drive in between gigs, they actually learn a cover song and perform it in the car. And then put it on YouTube. It's a band called Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers. the girl is the singer, and she drives the car mostly, and she's got a really, really good voice. And to check out their YouTube channel, definitely check out their cover of Hall & Oates. I Can't Go For That. It's very cool. But then the album that just came out is very cool, and anything actually you can grab as far as stuff with her on it. I know that she just did a song with, I want to say, Carl Denison. Anyway, their latest album is very good. It's very cool. It's very bluesy, kind of a little bit of country in it. Definitely with her voice. And I don't know. I dig it a lot.
So she's also
from Life is a Truck Stop Stripper.
Yes, she's also okay. Part of that. Yeah,
it's a mashup.
Yeah,
it's all connected.
Yeah. Triple threat.
Time is a flat circle.
What is the name of the album again? I'd rather watch the cover songs in the cars. Those are videos on YouTube.
Honestly, if you just go to Nikki Bloom, Bluhm, and the Gramblers.
All right, so check out all their shit. Check out their YouTube videos of the covers in the car, and then their album, whatever it is that we don't know the name of.
The last album. Oh, fuck.
Mike had 10 things prepared, but only like one half a fact on each one.
Yeah. The album is called, I believe it's just self-titled. Yeah, self-titled. Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers.
After all that.
Yeah.
Is it actually called self-titled, or it's called Nikki Bloom and
Nikki
the Gramblers?
Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers.
Okay.
Self-titled album out now, and a good first song to check out is a song called Little Too Late.
Man, short story long over there.
I don't get it.
You gotta shut the fuck up, is what he's trying to say.
You asked.
He's trying to be polite.
Yeah, no, I got it.
So let's go to the man who tells Mike to shut the fuck up in so many words, Seggy Esho.
All right, first one I got is a movie starring Tom Hardy. It's a British film called Bronson.
Yes.
Have you guys all seen that?
I started watching. I didn't get all the way through it, but I know what it is. Go ahead, tell us about it.
I haven't seen it, no.
So it's a movie about the most violent prisoner in England's history. And it's pretty much a one-man show. Tom Hardy carries the entire movie. super intense. It's pretty violent, and it's really funny at times. So I definitely recommend that movie. It's really, really good. It streams on Netflix. You could probably get it on iTunes, but definitely watch that movie. It's fantastic.
Nice. I think one of our sister's podcast movies you should see covered that like way back when. But yeah, I started watching it. It's pretty good. I think I fell asleep, but probably because I was tired.
It's intense. All right, for number two, I got a couple things here. Let me just choose one real quick. Okay, I'm going to go with a beverage. It's one of my guilty pleasures. Do you guys have Trader Joe's anywhere near you?
Yeah,
relatively right, close. So, yeah.
So they sell this thing called sparkling French berry lemonade.
Okay.
So get a glass of Kettle One, fill it pretty much to the top with some ice. Put a splash of this French berry lemonade in there. It's a fantastic drink. I know the weather is not great by you guys. It's a good summer drink if you're out by a pool or by the beach. So it might just make you a little more depressed, but try it. It's good. I enjoy it.
Nice. What do you call that? The French tickler?
Sure, man. That works.
Is this something you invented or is it like a known drink?
No, I just had it in the fridge and mixed it with vodka and it was good.
Right.
It's hold on, let me look for the name.
A Seggy Sipper.
Hold on.
It's self-titled.
It's self-titled. Yeah, there you go.
You oh, I get it.
The sparkly, the berry, the sweeter the juice.
No, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Oh, she black of the
berry. Oh, that drink is darker than the mother.
Same joke, two different ways.
Only one was funny.
Which one?
So those are my two.
All right, cool. Let me go, because one of mine, everyone might have seen both of these. I'm going to start with a movie as well. I've been telling, I think, Art and Mike to watch it for a while. I don't think they've watched it yet. I'm sure you two guys have seen it. But Pitch Perfect, have you guys seen this yet?
I've seen it. I saw it.
I have Art not saw it. Seen this.
Oh, all right, then I'm going to keep this.
I'm not going to watch it. Just tell me
Come
right
on.
Now.
Come on.
Wait, is this the one with Anna Kendrick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've seen it. I almost called my girlfriend again. I've been married for a year. My wife watched. It was on HBO a lot. So yeah, my wife watched it all the time.
And Seggy, you refuse to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this crap.
Well, you've seen it, right?
I've seen it multiple times. Ask me why.
Because you're married.
Because I'm married.
Yeah.
So you don't like it.
And also. Well, I should mention, you know, I make my living in a cappella music. I don't know if you know this or not.
Spoiler alert.
You guys get paid for that?
And the story itself and all that goes along with it is great in supporting a cappella music and putting it out there, and it's done a lot for just attention for groups like us. But the script was written by an eighth grader, so that's kind of the problem with it. So I don't know. If you put it on mute and just are into Anna Kendrick like I am, it's cool. But you know, so I don't know. I'll say it has grown on me a little bit, and a lot of the people that work on the movie are also like friends of our group. So I'm not a total hater, but I'm pleased to say that I've actually watched it before, and I don't have to partake in it, watching it again this week. But Seggy, good luck, man.
Oh, I'm definitely not doing it. I can't I can't sit through like super over the top cheesy stuff like Glee and shows like that.
It's not really like that. I don't think it's like that.
Do you guys
silly on purpose?
Do you guys watch that movie like science nerds watch fucking Gravity and go, nah, that never happens. That's not how that works at all.
No, I don't know if you heard the last part. I have not seen the movie, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, so let's skip that one then. I feel like Seggy's probably seen this as a film nerd. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, Art and Mike or Walt, but The Room. The Room.
The Room.
Yeah, yeah. You that's Mike? Like the cult.
It's
terrible
like
movie.
It's like the
of
worst
all time.
Movie ever made.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah, a friend of mine was just telling about this. So yes, this will be a good. I've not seen it. This will be good for me to watch.
Seggy, have you seen it?
I've not seen it. There's a bunch of them that come up on IMDb. Which one is it? Is it from 2003?
Probably.
Is it about a banker who lives in San Francisco?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
His girlfriend wants him to
be in IT, but it's so competitive, Lisa.
That's like the whole, it's, no, so Mike, you've seen it, yes?
Parts. I haven't seen the whole, I couldn't make it through it. I was,
you will.
I was and not.
You've not seen it, right?
I was not in the right mood.
All right.
I guess.
So get a
so
couple.
So this is considered like the worst movie ever?
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah,
but it's
like,
also hilariously bad.
It's so bad, it's
six,
good.
$6 million budget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then once you watch it, you're going to want to know everything about it. So you'll learn like where the money came from, and you'll go listen to interviews with the people who are in it. It's a rabbit hole of horrific awesomeness.
So I'll be hosting a podcast based on The Room starting next week.
a rabbit hole of terrific awesomeness. Horrible awesomeness. That should be on the back cover of the DVD.
Jay from Masters of None says.
Yeah. That's fucking right. Great.
Yeah, so it's basically this weird European guy who like tries to come off as American, like directed, wrote, produced, did camera work, did the set decorations, all about this movie. And it's just, love it. Have a few sparkleberry, Frenchberry, vanilla, lemonade, kettle ones.
Crunchberry.
Yep. French ticklers.
There you go.
Couple saggy spritzers. And snuggle up and watch this one and prepare to laugh your ass off. Once you get past the two sex scenes that use the same footage from the same one sex scene, it's just all uphill from there.
Once you get past the sex scenes, it's all uphill from there. Usually it's the other way around.
Oh, wait, it's all down? I don't know. But just trust me. Hang in there.
All right.
And just take it all in. All right.
I'm excited.
I believe it's on Netflix, but Monster Folder for sure. That'll definitely be in there. And then my second one is going to be a little soundtrack album, if you will. Actually, it's the original cast recording of Evil Dead the Musical.
Okay.
Were we there?
Oh yeah, Art, you saw it with me, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You're gonna go back and revisit this. Yeah, this was a little production started in Toronto, like early 2000s. Kind of became another cult hit, and it's a musical based on the Evil Dead and Army of Darkness movies. So adapted for the screen with a full-on blood splatter zone, like the first three rows. There you get splattered with blood for the most part. And it's just super campy and purposely cheesy. It, you know, mocks the movies, it mocks just the entire genre of musicals, and it's pretty awesome. I've been looking for the soundtrack for a long time. I finally found someone who had it, got a hold of it, and that'll be in the Monster Folder as well. And basically, you can just visualize the show. Most of the show just takes place in the cabin, like from Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, and then just wraps up all events from all three movies into one awesomely silly musical experience, featuring such tracks as You Stupid Bitch, All the Men in My Life Keep Getting Killed by Kandarian Demons, and What the Fuck Was That? Just some of the highlights we'll have to look forward to.
Nice.
Guess we can't use those on our next album.
I was going to say we'd scratch off those first two at least. The third one we might have to fight for.
So that's my second pick right there. Let's go to Art to wrap things up.
Yeah, because you guys have like everybody going everywhere. Mine will be simple. I'm into cereal. You guys should check out Chocolate Toast Crunch from the makers of Cinnamon Toast Crunch if you haven't.
Oh, shit. I like where you're going with
this. Chocolate
Toast Crunch. It's very original, I know. But the makers of Cinnamon Toast Crunch were like, let's just put some chocolate on that shit.
So I have to get diabetes this week?
Yes.
I love it.
And then music.
Tell us more.
Let's put milk in it in the spoon. You're ready to go while you're watching The Room.
What's the mascot? Is it those creepy little guys who like stick their tongues through each other's bodies?
What the hell is up with food eating each other? Have you noticed that lately? Like fucking like that and that cereal S'mores that are.
No, S'mores have been canceled.
And what are they called?
Crave.
Those fucking cereals eating each other, and they take the marshmallow and the s'more one, where the marshmallow and the chocolate bar go on a date together, and they push them together and then force feed them into a vat or something and make them into cereal and then eat them in the Pop-Tarts commercials. What is it with animated foods eating each other? It's terrible.
Or people need to stop like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
You need to stop tripping before you watch Saturday morning cartoons, man. I don't think that's really happening.
Seriously.
And by the way, when I said you needed to beat me out before, I didn't realize you guys were going to swear this much, so please don't beat me out. I'll be mad.
All right.
Mike needs to stop canceling a subscription to serialporn.com. All it's murder, serial porn, snuff film.
It's purely for research.
All right, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten cereal from an Air Jordan shoe?
No. But
you're
you gave me an idea.
You're a filthy liar.
Have you ever made love to an Air Jordan shoe?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever made love to cereal? In an Air Jordan.
While wearing Air Jordan.
Who's reading my diary?
Dear diary, today I poured a box of... Never mind.
He just self-censored himself. All right, Art, what's your second pick?
Last one, music. I don't know if you guys listened to when we put this on the... when we did the cigarettes back in the day on our podcast, but a band called Tahiti 80.
Old school.
Yeah.
It's like 90s college rock when I was on college radio.
I'm a big fan of them. You should check out one of their albums. It's pretty cool.
Which one? Give us a song.
Fosbury.
Fosbury?
Yeah.
Back to Seggy's drink again.
Yeah.
Yep.
It all comes full circle. How do you spell that?
Fosbury.
See, I would have never come up with that. Fosbury.
Fosbury. Fosbury.
That sounds like a British performance artist.
Yeah.
he mimes in Trafalgar Square.
Wow, big word.
Thank you.
Trafalgar.
Trafalgar?
You're good. You're good enough. Okay.
That's good?
Yeah.
All right. So, Fosberg by Tahiti 80. What year did that come out, Art? That's 90s, right? Or is that later?
Yeah, it's 99. No, 2001. Sorry.
That's weird. And this is not like a Tupac side project.
No.
This is way out of left field for Art, so everybody knows. Like, I'm shocked right now.
Is Jermaine Dupri on this album?
He produced it.
No.
You sure?
No way involved. So Def? No. Is it So Def production?
Nothing.
No, not.
All right.
There's got to be some connection. Is there a song about fucking cereal while wearing Air Jordans?
Yeah.
That's the bonus track if you get it through Amazon Prime.
All right, sweet.
I'm going to throw out a quick bonus one. This isn't really for the challenge. You can listen to it whenever. This is a Stray No Chaser holiday tradition and favorite album. I recommend you get out there. Make sure you purchase it. Support this incredible artist. Make sure you listen to it loudly with your windows down. And, you know, feel free to sing along. The artist is Johnny Bowtie Barstow.
Yeah!
And the album is named A Bowtie Christmas and More. It's not just Christmas music. He does standards such as Oh Danny Boy, In the Mood.
St. Patrick's Day.
Mac the Knife, Girl from Ipanema. Nice. You know, Blue Skies. Check it out. The guy is killer vocals. Killer. He's so good.
I could have sworn you were going to go with Krispy Kreme.
No, but that guy is also hilarious.
Yeah. I think we played one of those on your recommendation on one of our Christmas shows, didn't we? I feel like we did. I know you recommended it.
Yeah, I just saw it on Tosh and thought it was hilarious.
Nice. Johnny Bowtie Barstow. All right. Well, there we go, people. We'll recap them real quick. Walt says he wants us all to try a CrossFit workout and to check out an episode of the Chase podcast featuring Seggy, either the Super Bowl one or the Oscar one. Mike's got a documentary, which is called How to Make Money Selling Drugs, produced by the guy from Entourage. And then he also wants to check out the Gramblers. Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers, the cover songs and Cars on their YouTube channel, or the album called Self-Titled. That's S-E-L-F-T-I-T-L-E-D. Seggy wants you to check out the movie Bronson. It's available on Netflix, starring Tom Hardy, and also to try his Sparkleberry Frosty Sparkling French Berry Lemonade and Kettle One drink from Trader Joe's, the French tickler, Seggy Spritzer. And then I wanted you to check out the Evil Dead, the musical soundtrack, and the movie The Room. And then Art says to eat some chocolate Toast Crunch cereal and check out Tahiti 80's album Fosburg, F-O-S-B-U-R-G from 19...
No, B-U-R-Y.
B-U-R-Y, Fosberry.
Yeah. Fosbury.
Fosberg is where they're from. 88. So there you have it. We're going to list all those things on the website. Go to mastersofnone.com, and you'll get the list and links to things when they're appropriate, and also the monster folder. If you're a member, if you want to be a member, email us, mastersofnoneshow@gmail.com, and you will get some nice access to many of these things, and then post up what you think of all this stuff on our Facebook page, and then we'll talk about it, play your comments back. We're going to reconvene next week, same time, same bat channel. You guys good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes. With me. Yeah,
everybody good? All right, so you'll hear what we all thought of each other's picks next week on Masters of None. Right now we're going to kick it over to Art's interviews from the NBA All-Star Game with Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Kylie Minogue. Thanks, Seggy and Walt, for joining us from Straight No Chaser. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you. Yep. All right, quick change of plans. Instead of LeBron and Dwayne and Kyrie Irving, what we're going to do is we're going to be doing my interview with Del Curry. He used to play in the NBA with the Charlotte Hornets, and now we're going to be talking to him about his time in the NBA, his son Steph Curry, who's blown it up right now in the league, who plays for the Golden State Warriors, and we talked a little bit about fatherhood. So you can check that out. I did this little switch without Jay and Mike knowing. I emailed them, and then Mike and Jay started in this little fight. Jay had no idea who Del Curry was, and that just kind of blew up Mike's corazon. So enjoy the interview, and I know I'm going to get blasted by Jay in the next episode. See ya. Hey, everyone. It's Art on the Line. I have former NBA great Del Curry, who now works for Fox Sports, on the show. Thanks for taking the time, Dale. How you doing?
I'm doing good, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. I enjoyed watching you play in the NBA. And let's talk a little bit about that before we talk about fatherhood. Looking at your career in the NBA, what aspect of your time in the league do you kind of cherish the most when you look back on it?
Just the fact that I was able to sustain a career for 16 years and then all the teammates that I had that have still have friendships with. It was just a great time to be able to spend that time with my family. My kids were able to grow up while I was in the league, and then I still just cherish the relationships that I have with some of my ex-teammates who still live here in Charlotte.
Yeah, no doubt, and I bet you're kind of excited that the Hornets are going back to being the Hornets, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was really great playing for the Hornets back then. The town was ecstatic. It was electric, and we're trying to get that back here now, so I can't wait till next year when I'm able to say the Charlotte Hornets.
For you, when you were playing, was there a team or a player that got you hyped up more than the other? I mean, I know as you know the great player that you were, obviously and still are, you know, you're going to get motivated. Any athlete on the pro level is going to get motivated for every game. But was there one that was like kind of a little bit sweeter when you play against a certain team or a player?
You better get ready for every player, every game, every night. But obviously, you know, I think everybody enjoyed going up against the best players in the world. They're usually the best competition and it's something to compare your game to. So the best player that I played against while I was in the league was obviously Michael Jordan, the guy that he owns the Bobcats now. Anytime you play against the Bulls, who were back when I played with one of the best teams in the league, had one of the great runs in the NBA, it was always special to go up against them because you know you're playing against the best.
You had such a sweet shot. For those who are listening who want to try and reach that level, just give us an estimate, if you could. Like, how many hours a week did you stay in the gym just shooting around?
I couldn't estimate it. I probably try to make 500 shots a day.
Okay.
When you shoot and practice, it's not about how long or how many shots you get up. I think it's how many shots you make, because that's the bottom line. You want to make as many as you can. So I always try to put a number and reach that goal. But it was steady practice. I was blessed with the ability to shoot the basketball, but you still had to hone that skill with work every day. And so I probably, on average, try to make 500 shots a day.
Wow. Love that. Nice. Very cool. For those people who want to strive to get in the NBA, 500 shots. There you go. Each day. I love it. For you, you won the Sixth Man of the Year award, I believe, in 1994. What did winning that award mean to you?
Well, one, it says consistency. It's very hard for a guy to come off the bench and be consistent on a nightly basis. And that's something I prided myself on. Everybody would love to start, and I did start a few games, but to have a guy that can come off the bench and the coach can rely on a nightly basis and you know that he's going to be ready to play, you know what he's going to give you, and your teammates expected that. You were a big part of the team, you know, just like the starters, your team expected and needed your input and what you did in the game. So to win it that one year and then finish second a couple of years, showed just consistency that I tried to play with while I was in the league.
Yeah. For you, now that you're doing stuff with Fox Sports, calling the games and all that, for you, leaving the game and then obviously still being part of the game, that must kind of be, you know, a dream come true, just that you're still involved so heavily with the game that you love, right?
Oh, absolutely, especially here in Charlotte. You know, I moved to Charlotte in 1988 when the Hornets were an expansion team. I was the original Hornet, and I was the last guy from the original team to leave. So to raise my family here in Charlotte and then to still be able to work in the NBA and do something that I love, be around the game that I love, I grew up with, and still love today, it's really special, and I'm really blessed to be able to do that. I love where I'm at right now in life.
Nice. And if people kind of want to follow you and all that, I know you just do, like you said, you kind of do the Bobcats, which will obviously be the Hornets next year. Where can kind of people find you? Do you have like a Twitter handle or anything like that at all, or no?
I'm not. Everybody wants me to do Twitter, but no, I just say tune into the Bobcats games. You can find us on League Pass, Sports South on Fox. Every game is televised. Me and my partner Steve Martin and sideline reporter Stephanie Reddy, we try to have fun. Make the games entertaining, but also give us some knowledge about what's going on. And the Bobcats are playing well, so it's fun. They're winning games, so it's a fun time. But that's probably, if you want to get any insight or information on me or what's going on, you have to tune into a Bobcat game.
Nice. You kind of laugh. Do your colleagues or anybody else kind of like joke with you, like, come on, man, get a Twitter handle, or is it no big deal?
Oh, yeah, it's Stephanie Reddy and Steve Martin, they're both on the Twitter, and they keep me up to date with what everybody's saying. But, I'm still kind of old school. I rely on those guys to give me all the information.
Nice, I love it. And last year was really cool to see you and your son Steph playing the game of Pig at guys' basketball camp. You actually won it, and I remember listening to the audio, like, I think they're kind of upset that I won. I think that's pretty cool. And so just seeing that moment is great. You guys kind of bond doing that. But how cool is it to see your son excel in the league that just like you now?
It's a father's dream, you know, for me to reach the highest level in that sport and make a career out of it. And then my son grew up watching his dad do that, and then have my son reach that level as well, to know how hard it is to get there, and then to have the success that he's had. It's a father's dream come true, for your son to be able to follow in your footsteps, and then also for him to be a little better player than you are. I can still shoot the basketball.
Yeah, you can.
I can hold my own there, but he's a much better all-around player than I was. So I'm very happy for him and his team right now.
Nice, yeah. And for you, obviously, since you're doing the stuff with the play-by-play, and you know you're heavily involved with your son, Steph, playing the Warriors and all that, for you, what is the biggest thing that has evolved from your time in the league now to when he's playing?
I think the youth of the game, we've got so many young players in the game now. The game's gotten smaller and quicker. Mm-hmm. It's not as physical as when I played. It's more fan-oriented now. You know, fans want to see guys go up and down, make shots, dunk. It's very entertaining. Don't get me wrong. I love today's game. But it's different because it's a little less physical and a little quicker. Not the players aren't as big.
Yeah. Would you like to see the hand check come back?
No. No, I like it where it's at right now. It gives the guards a lot of flexibility. And with my son being in the league, not one of the biggest, strongest guys in the league, if the hand check came back in, it might hurt his game a little bit. So, but again, he would get to the free throw line a lot more.
Yeah.
So there's give and take there.
Does Steph ever ask you for any advice after the games at all? Do you guys even like watch tape together, maybe in the off season at all, or no?
No, we talk about basketball a little bit, but you know, I coached him when he was growing up and tried to give him all my knowledge and make him play the right way and understand the game. And now he's got the best coaches in the world. They've got all the equipment, training facilities, film. I mean, it's the best organizations in the world. So he gets it enough from them. If I see something that I think he really should point out or could help him, I do. But mostly we just talk about other things. We talk about his team and where the goals, what they want to do and how they're playing, how he feels health-wise. But we don't talk a lot of basketball during the year. When I talk to him, I try to, you know, not bring that up as much because it's on his mind all the time.
Sure.
But we probably talk golf more than anything.
Nice. Who's got the better game?
He has the better golf game.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both single digits. He's nice. Closer to scratch than I am, but we're very competitive. We're close, but I started him playing a lot earlier than I did in life.
I love your honesty, though. You know, you just talk about, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm better, but no, it's cool that you're being very honest. I think Steph would appreciate that. And now, switching on to fatherhood, I know we kind of touched upon a little bit with your help with Steph, but what are some of the values that you and your wife kind of teach your kids? I know that you have another son and a daughter, correct?
Correct, I do.
So what are some of the values that you like try and instill in them?
I was on the road a lot as a player. My wife really did a wonderful job helping raise the kids while I was gone, and we always put faith and family before everything. Athletics was big in our family. My wife played in college, three-sport player in high school. She played volleyball in college, so we're very competitive, but sports is not what runs our family. Our faith and is a big part of it. And family is big. We want to make sure that our family stays first, that we don't lose sight there. When they were growing up, school was definitely up there, too. They could not put their schoolwork aside because of basketball or any sport. So we're very lucky. All three of our kids went to college. Seth graduated from Duke. I have a daughter who's a freshman at Elon, and then Stephan at Davidson. So
yeah,
all three kids with the private universities, and they're doing very well academically.
Yeah, very cool. It's great to see. I mean, for you probably at your stage right now as a parent, I have two daughters, 3 and 5, so I'm at the beginning stage, obviously. Yeah. But it's great for you to see like all the hard, like you said, since you're on the road, all the hard work that your wife and obviously you put in too, just to see where they're at. And just for me, just right now, I always want, you know, my kids to be more successful than I am. So it's just great to see for you probably, but it's just like, yes, my kids are heading in the right direction, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It goes by fast. You said at 3 and 5, it goes by really quick. So just try to be there as much as you can. When I was in the league, we had summers off, so I was really a part of their life in a big way in the summertime. But it goes by really, really fast. But just make sure that, you know, whatever they do, I didn't push my kids at all to play basketball or any sport.
Sure.
But whatever they decide to do, I told them, you know, you're going to try to be the best you can at it and go 100% at it. And I was fortunate. My kids love to do the same things that I do, golf, hunt, fish, and they love outdoors.
And yeah, you kind of answered one of my other questions was, you know, what advice would you give to new dads out there? You answered that. So my last question for you would be kind of take us back when you first became a dad. What was like some of the things that were running through your mind when you entered fatherhood?
Wow. How do I do this? I did everything to try to screw it up. You know, there's no manual. There's no book to tell you how to do it. I was young. My wife and I, we grew up with our kids. I was 24 when I had Steph. My wife was 22. So we kind of grew up with our kids, and we're loving it now that, you know, they're grown. We're able to hang out and do some things with them. Steph gave us a granddaughter 18 nice. Months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're able to spend time with her, and we're all in good health. Just cherish every day, every moment you get to be a dad. Just try to do your best. You're going to fail at some things, but you know, if you have the best interest at heart, everything will be fine.
Again, congrats on the granddaughter. I got to ask you this because I kind of found that my parents did this and my wife's parents did that too. If they're babysitting or something like that, you kind of load them up with sugar and then you give them back to your kids and be like, have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely spoiled a grandbaby. I remember when our kids would go to our grandparents, we dreaded the day we got them back because we'd have to kind of get them back into training to how life was around our house, and we're not at grandparents' house anymore. So we'll get a little payback there. It's fun. They'll drop the grandbaby off. We'll keep her and then give her back, load it up. And so I'm sure they're going through the same things we did.
Oh, I love it. Dell, thank you so much for taking the time. Like I said, it was a pleasure watching the NBA. Love watching your son, Steph, play. And continued success with everything you're doing with Fox Sports. And thanks for taking the time to talk about fatherhood.
All right, sure. Thanks. All right.
All right, okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it? Think someone had it and they were like, we want that. We got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I think, man, like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got
think.
They were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.